Swinney has routinely said, one of the best stories of the year, man. One of the best stories of the year. And Adam Randall joins us here in this segment as we get him set up with the headset after he just did the big media downstairs. There we go. Nailed it.
Sir.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing very well. How you feeling? Body good? Mind good? Everything good right now?
Yeah, my body's doing well. I feel like I've been recovering well all year. Mentally, you know, just in a great space after a great win up in Louisville this weekend, and, you know, just have an opportunity to go out there and get another W this weekend, senior day.
We've been talking a lot about, and in fact, the press conference today with your head coach, it was a lot about roster construction, portal windows, that kind of stuff. And seniors, you know, comes into that. You've had a year to play running back, another 100-yard game. Mm-hmm. When you were thinking, like maybe in the spring after Texas, whatever, when you're thinking about what this season's going to look like, did you invent not wins and losses necessarily, but your personal play, how does it compare what you've actually done versus what you thought you were going to be capable of doing as a running back?
You know, it's kind of a cliche answer. I dream big. So when I put my heart into something and I put my time and my effort into just fully commit to something, I feel like that I'm going to be the best version of myself. And I feel like that, I mean, it's just going the way that I dream. And surprisingly, sometimes people dream things and they actually don't believe them. But for me, it's I dream things and I want to go make them come true. So, I'm blessed, you know, just to be in this position, you know, just to be kind of have a successful season for myself. But, you know, at the end of the day, the game is between wins and losses, and I'm just glad that we got another one in the win column last week. And, you know, just me doing my job, I mean, that's at the end of the day. Like, I just want to go out there and do my job consistently at a high level each and every week, no matter what the stats look like. I mean, some of my best games this year have come from me not having the statistics, but me just doing my job. And, you know, this week it was called upon for me to just go out there and, you know, have a 100-yard game for us to win that game. And if that's what it's called for, I mean, I gladly just will sign up for me to do that and, you know, just do it routinely.
What do you think has been maybe the secret sauce or the thing that's made you a successful? I mean, I was looking, your yard per carry is virtually what Maffa did last year. He's been running back all his life. So what do you think has been the key to you having success in that role?
I would say definitely our offensive line and, you know, our coaching staff, you know, just getting me in positions where that I can use my frame and, you know, my speed. Me and Maffa are just, like, you know, different. Like you said, Maffa has been playing running back his entire life. So he runs a little bit better than me in the tackles. So, you know, just being able to get me out in space, you know, with a little bit of some outside runs and some pitches, you know, has just really helped me along the way, you know, just to get going and getting downhill, getting out in space like I was at receiver, but also playing between in the tackles and also watching a lot of film and, you know, studying different guys that that play running back at a high level and just trying to mimic their game when I go out there. Also, you know, just keeping my composure through the ups and downs and just being able to just respond in the right way.
Visiting with Adam Randall here on the program, Clemson running back. I'm curious, we heard again today about the conversation that you had with Coach Swinney after last year where you guys talked about a position change. Were there hesitations on your end, or were you like, yeah, man, let's do it?
You know, there's always hesitations when there's something new to come, I would say. But I was definitely willing to give it a shot. And, you know, we had that bowl prep, or CFP prep, actually. So when we got into that, I saw the opportunity and, you know, I felt natural in the backfield and I felt like, you know, I definitely could do some things that would help me in the near future if I played running back. And, you know, Coach Sweeney's a great salesman. So, you know, he just continued to love on me and, you know, sell the ideas to me even when I was, you know, practicing it. And, you know, also in Texas having that long run, I saw that I could actually do it. You know, I knew that I needed a spring and an off season, you know, just fully commit to the details because, you know, even when you're been in college for multiple years, you know, switching positions is definitely a new thing. And I definitely would say I took, you know, all my time this spring, you know, just honing in on the details and the little things that I might not have known from running back, and, you know, just developing my skills.
You're a guy, and I think this is apparent, that the other people in the locker room root for. Like, they wanted you to be successful at running back. They wanted you to have a successful experience. Did you feel that from your teammates when you underwent the switch and then you know you're going to be the starter and you sort of are getting prepared for that role?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thankful that I have teammates that I can come in with every day and grind. And, you know, they're just going, you know, want the success for everybody, I would say. You know, and they saw my long run in Texas, and they knew that, you know, I had an opportunity to go out there and, you know, be the starter. And, you know, unfortunately, Jay was down, so we needed somebody kind of to step up in the senior leadership role of the running back group. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to take, you know, them under my wing. And also, I still knew the offensive, you know, the offense. So I was a leader on the offensive side of the ball, and, you know, just developing my leadership skills throughout the whole team, you know, just bringing them up and, you know, just continuing to love on all the guys. And, you know, they love back on me, and I appreciate that. So, because they really do a good job of just continuing to keep me supported and lifted.
We've heard a lot about the conversations that you guys have had this year. Very different conversations than the ones that you would rather have, or the ones that you thought you were going to have. What has it been like to sort of meet and go through this as an older player with the other seniors and the rest of the team this year, and trying to figure out what to learn about yourself and each other, just going through that process? What's it been like?
I would say, like, you don't know the type of people that you're around until you get knocked down on the mat with them. And, you know, the scrutiny, the disappointment, you know, that we've been through this year, I've really seen the character of a lot of guys, you know, come out in a great way. And, you know, the guys just continue to get up. It's really truly a one game season mindset that we've been carrying throughout this entire season. And, you know, the guys have just continued to just bounce back. And I think that it just shows the character of the men that we have in the locker room. And, you know, if everything was great and we were 10-0 and, you know, you get to the playoffs and you lose in dramatic fashion, you know, that is different because, you know, you haven't really been through any adversity. And I think that we have been through so much adversity as a team and as men, actually, not even as football players, just as men, because of the scrutiny and how high of expectations we have. And, you know, just being at a Clemson University, how people look at you in a glass, in a fishbowl. I think that, you know, just the character of men have really just come out and just been able to just show and grow. And I think that's going to carry us for a while, or throughout our entire lives.
That's really cool to hear. You've seen so many people go through here, and so many people go through what you're about to experience on Saturday, running down that hill for the last time. What do you think that's going to be like?
Oh, man, I'm not really sure. I was actually telling Gideon. I was saying, you know, 4 years ago I was looking at those guys coming down the hill, and I would have never dreamed of the ups and downs that I would have been through in my career. And, you know, it's only a small 4 years in your life. And, you know, I think that I just want to soak it all in, and, you know, just don't want to take the last time I run down that hill for granted. And, you know, just have the opportunity, you know, just to see my teammates come down the hill and the guys that I've been with battling for 4 years, and, you know, just be able to love on them and one more time in the Valley, and, you know, just experience the fans one more time, and, you know, just, you know, sign as many things that I can after the game, take as many pictures, because, you know, that's the last time I'm gonna have the opportunity. So I just want to take it all in and not take anything for granted.
This time a year ago, you were a little bit of a man without a country, right? Mm-hmm. You were playing receiver, but maybe a little frustrated there. Fast forward a year from now, are you thinking next level running back? Like, what's your plan for the next few months after this?
Hopefully go somewhere and train, get ready for pro day, the combine, you know, just see where God takes me from there. And hopefully I get an opportunity and shot at the next level, but I know that I've been at a program for the last 4 years that prepared me for anything. So, you know, with Paul Journey and, you know, my coaches, I know that whatever life throws at me, that I'm going to be able to, you know, stand the test.
Great stuff. Adam, thanks for the time. Best of luck this weekend. I know it's going to be great for you, a lot of emotions. And best of luck moving forward. Thanks for spending time with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be back.